conformance, and variation. Controlling process variation is the primary method of ensuring that manufacturing or service processes remain in conformance with specifications. This results in efficient and effective operations and control over operational costs. Organizations need to measure and control their processes before looking elsewhere for ways to improve profitability and quality. In production or service provision, operations can range from being in conformance to having too much variation to be effective. Conformance and variation are defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as conformance, an indication or judgment that a product or service has met the requirements of a relevant specification, functionality, contract, or regulation. Variation, a change in data, a characteristic, or a function that is caused by one of four factors: special causes, common causes, tampering, or structural variation. Conformance means that the product has been manufactured or the service provided within predetermined specifications and standards, and that no adjustments to the process need to be made. Variation can affect product dimensions, characteristics, functions, or data. For example, in a continuous improvement environment, actual run hours can be compared to standard run hours to determine the degree of variation. For process management, the variation must be tracked back to its sources. The degree of variation can be insignificant, or it can be so great that it results in nonconformance. Differentiating between common and special causes of variation helps determine what can be done about the variation as well as its significance. Common, random, causes are based on chance and thus are inevitable. Common cause variation results from numerous uncontrollable, everyday factors such as unregulated environments, operators, raw material variations, and more. Examples of common causes include those used for the six categories of the cause and effect chart: environment, people, materials, measurement methods, machine. Identifying common causes by category can help because people can design a process to minimize their impact. Common cause variation leads to predictable and stable variation in the process output. This is called being in the state of statistical control, or sometimes just in control. Common causes behave like a stable system of chance causes. If only common causes of variation are present and they do not change, the output of a process is predictable. If the outputs in this state are in conformance the vast majority of the time, then this type of variation is not a problem. Such a process will have a taller and narrower bell curve when charted. This is the ideal situation. However, if common cause variation results in nonconformance too often, this is a chronic problem that needs fixing. It will be difficult to fix. A special, assignable cause, on the other hand, leads to changes in the process that can be traced to a specific root cause and so can and should be alleviated as soon as possible. If a process has shifted from its statistical mean, it is a good sign that there will be an assignable cause, such as a worn part or a miscalibrated instrument. Similarly, if the overall range of variation increases over time, there may also be an assignable cause. If special cause variation is present, the process output may suddenly move from conformance to nonconformance. Sporadic quality problems are due to special causes of variation. Control charts are used to analyze performance to identify the need for root cause analysis of assignable cause variations. When variation exceeds the statistical control limits, it is a signal that special causes have entered the process and must be investigated. Ideally, only common causes should be present in a process because these represent a stable, predictable process. The control chart for such a process has its data points within the statistical control limits. If special causes are present, they will be detected because they typically cause one or more data points to fall outside or very close to the limits or to show other trends. These will be explored more after we introduce control charts.